he goes to the same camp since he's been like four, every half term, every Easter, every Christmas, and it was like £400 a week.
Mm.
So £400 a week.
It's actually not that bad.
For me, yeah. as a single person it's income.
Yeah, money. I guess. Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
that's my raving money.
Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast from Netmoms that brings you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm your host, Caroline Verdon, and each episode I'm joined by a panel of real-life parents to hash out those controversial parenting issues. You can find out more about them in our Meet the Panel trailer. Can parents have it all? One-on-one time with the kids, a career, a social life, a great relationship with your partner, with your kids, with your friends, with your family. Is it actually possible or is it a myth? Well, we asked our panel for their thoughts and they did not hold back.
Hello and welcome to Unfiltered. This is the podcast where we give you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm joined by Sam, Tash and Priscilla and we are talking about whether or not you can have it all. Can you have an incredibly successful career and also be a present parent?
No.
No.
Jinx. You can't.
It's easier if you're a guy.
Yes, that's very true.
I'm going to get loads of hate mail from men, but, yeah, hey, no, these are the facts. It's easier if you're a guy, because ultimately you don't see a break in your career and your earning potential for 12 months. You just have to try and function at a level, despite the fact, like I said in a previous episode, that your life has fundamentally changed. Whereas I think, listening to the conversations I've had with my wife in particular, trying to do it all to a standard that I feel like society puts, and if I'm mansplaining, please throw something at me. Society and men put on women in terms of expectations, particularly now, I think is bonkers, given that society isn't set up for that.
Mm. I think there's a flip side to that as well, though, where there's an expectation that dads should miss out on things, that dads won't see things.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah,
we've normalised it.
It's normal. Like, I would say the new normal of having flexi work and people working from home has changed everything, because I never saw bath and bedtime. Mm. I got home and the kids were already in bed. And I would get the 90 seconds in the morning as I'm rushing out the door to go and catch my bus and my train to work. So you literally effectively become like a bit of a weekend dad.
Mm.
The new kind of normal, as they say, allows you to at least be around. So I can nip off slightly early, go pick them up, come back, finish off a call or finish off a piece of work, and be there for dinner and lunchtime. But I know that I'm lucky in that because also, my earning potential has still continuously gone up with the whole Cozzy Lives situation that we've got, whereas you've got a year out, work changes drastically, and then you go back and you're like, you're trying to find your feet, you're going to be in and out because as soon as preschool, nursery, petri dishes, you're going to be in and out, you're sick, they're sick, you're getting calls, they've had cowpole. You need to come and pick them up. If they throw up, they're out for 24 hours. So you've got all of this and you're trying to manage that return to work and all of that explanation with your boss. It's a minefield. It's tough, but you can do it.
I literally went back to work last week from mat leave.
Oh, how's that been?
Oh, not very good. Well, I was quite lucky because I got 14 months off. So that's a long time to be away from a workplace when so much changes. So you go back almost feeling like the new person again because there are so many new staff. I didn't know anyone and they all thought I was new. I was like, no, I've been here for 8 years. But I literally went back for half a day. Then I got a call to say that Sunny was sick. So I went home, had to have 2 days off. And that was like my first week back. So I was like, sorry. But also like your kids come first. So I'll probably just be leaving all the time whenever he's sick anyway, because he's just started nursery. But yeah, it is really hard. And like I've gone back in a different role because my previous role wouldn't be suitable for seeing my child because it was shift work. So I've kind of had to give up a job I love to make sure I see my son.
Yeah.
So it's really hard. But like, so that's why I answered the question no, because I don't feel like you can have it. you can't have both when you've got such a young child, unless like you can just work from home, then obviously you're really lucky. But then how can you work from home and look after a baby? It's impossible.
I mean, I think my husband and I are in quite a lucky position because both of us work from home. His employer is amazing and very family orientated. Yeah. And I work for myself, so I get to choose, you know, to an extent my own hours. But and it does mean that, you know, when there are special mentions in school assembly, we get to both go to those things in
That's
the morning.
Nice.
And we're both there at the school plays and at sports days and all those things. Mm. But the knock-on effect of that is, if I didn't have kids and if I took the kids out of the equation, would my business be further ahead than it is? Oh, God, absolutely. Mm. Would my husband probably have gone for a slightly different job that would have meant he might be spending more time away, there might be more travel, there might be absolutely he would, but it's you have to choose something, and you can choose all of one or part of both, and I'm the
kind of parent of now and future, so sometimes you live for the now or sometimes you live for the future. I, as a single parent, I have to live for the future. So I have to say, I have to have this job. I have to work this many hours so you can have a better future in, you know, in future. I actually explained this to my son as well. And that he would say things like, I want to see you for dinner. I can't see you for dinner this week, but I'll schedule in for next week. I'm joking. But I mean, you know, so he understands it. So in my last job, I could run home and get there for dinner. Now, I've just started a new job, I can't see him for dinner anymore. So we've had to make different compromises, knowing that I see him less in a week, but see him more during the weekend, you know, or I don't go out on Friday nights. That's our little, we've agreed on this. Don't go out on Fridays, but you can go out on Saturday morning. He's got all his clubs anyway. And then we go and do something really fun. And then we have movie night and we're chilling, you know, that's the compromise.
Yeah.
So I like drinking during the week, basically, now. So I've turned, that's how it's changed my life.
It is compromised. Like, as my daughter's got older, she goes to after school club and she starts saying, why am I always in after school club? Can't I come home like one evening or a couple of evenings? So we're looking at like, how does that work? Yeah. Because yes, there are days where I can potentially clock off early and go and get her from school. But then it's like, I'm going to get you home to effectively either sit you on your laptop for an hour and a half, because I need to sit in front of a laptop for an hour and a half, or I need to stick you in front of a TV for an hour and a half. You'll actually be better off
being at
after school club, because you're going to do a bit of your homework, you're going to get a meal, as opposed to just, granted, you want to be in your own space, but you're just going to be there without any kind of interaction or actual quality time, which is just tough. But I want to find the fuckers that have sold this utopian dream of balance.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. I think as a woman as well, going back to work after you've just had a baby where your whole body is different, all your hormones are different, you're just like physiologically a different person and you're expected to go back into full-time work and basically they expect you to be this person that you were before. It's just a myth. Like, I'm used to being with this little person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week since he was born. And all of a sudden, you're like snatched away from them, chucked back into this environment. And like, you're expected to like do work. I was like, I haven't even spoken to other like proper adults about anything apart from babies for so long. And like, oh, God, it's just depressing. I hate it.
It's so hard. And I think it's hard as well. Like, I've had so many conversations with friends about making, an inverted commas, the choice about, do I go back to work now? Do I take longer off for maternity? Do I never go back? Do, you know, what is
How can anyone even afford that?
Firstly, like, times have changed. And I think if you're able to bring a family up on one income, like...
Well, the feet photo, that's what I'm doing next.
But I mean, I think that's incredible. Like, that is...
I just don't understand
to the grindstone, hard bloody work. Because with two incomes, you know, it's still tricky.
Like, nursery fees.
Nursery fees.
Insane.
Yeah.
And it's so annoying because, like, even this month, the amount we've paid, and he's been sick twice, and then his two nursery days fall on Christmas and Boxing Day. Just like, I have paid more than my rent for you to go to that place for 4 days.
100%.
And it's like, what?
It is
hell?
Crazy.
It's daylight robbery.
It is.
Yeah.
It's... Even, I think it was half term, and I had to go to work. So I was like, shit, what am I going to do? He goes to the same camp since he's been like four. every half term, every Easter, every Christmas, and it was like £400 a week. So £400
a
week.
It's actually not that bad.
For me, as a single person income.
Yeah, I guess.
That's my raving money. That's my table money.
It's your personal life.
I can't go out anymore, you know?
Yeah.
But luckily, when you're cute, men buy your drinks. But, do you know what I'm saying? So I've had to spend a lot of money on just making sure... on making sure that he's not bored with grandma. Do you know?
Yeah.
Because I can't give it to my mum for a week. That's sad. You know, she's boring, you know? So I'm going to pay for you to go somewhere fun with people your age and live your best life. And after that, I've got to pay for an extension because I finish late.
Yeah.
I've got to pay for the extension in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I go home, go out, start early. Mm. Like, I feel sorry for the kid.
Yeah.
Like, when do you see your mum? Do you know?
Yeah.
But it's either that or the money.
Yeah, well, it's like you're, the government are like forcing you to go back to work by like cutting maternity leave, full pay. Like, I mean, I was quite lucky. I got full pay for 6 months, then it went down. And then the last 3 months, you get nothing. It's like statutory or whatever it's called. It's like the government are almost forcing you to go back to work like before you're ready.
Yeah.
Like, they want people to like go to work instead of staying off. But it's just like, how are we supposed to like pay for everything and go back to work and spend time with our kids, be good mums?
Yeah,
like, it's impossible.
It's also the way that the workplace changes when you go back, because even if, you know, the management of whatever organisation you work for are excellent and on it and highly supportive, if you're the member of your team who is off because kid's sick this week, now you've picked it up.
Oh, they see you differently.
They
as well,
see you.
Like, oh, the mum. You're an annoyance.
I don't tell the truth. I and never say, it's my son's sick, or I'm sick.
It's also like...
I
was like guilty of it before, like when I didn't have kids and there would always be someone that left early to pick up their kid, or I've come in late because I need to drop my kid off, or I can't come in because my kid's sick. I'd always be like, oh God, not again. But I get it now, and it's actually the truth. They weren't lying. And so they probably see me like that now, like, hold on, hon, it was your first day back and you're off already. But it's like, my kid comes first, I don't care about
it's
you
true.
Guys.
But then you want to grow as well.
Yeah.
So you leave on time, if you don't try and do any extra, then you fail and you don't get promoted. So what do you do?
Well, I found that conversation really awkward with my bosses. Like, my wife kept saying to me, like, why don't you request flexi time, or why don't you say to them, you're a parent, you need to be able to get a little bit more flexible, like starting a little bit early so you can help me with like drop off and pick up, so that it's not all on me. And I'm there like, how do I even approach that subject, because I'm not the person that's had the baby, though. I've had I've had the baby.
Just lie.
You shouldn't have to. You're still a parent.
It's the perception of men that we're just supposed to crack on.
Yeah, it's not fair.
It's like you sit there, and I'm sat there with my boss, and I'm nervously going, is there a way that I can actually request some flexi time? Because I literally, maybe it's the way that I've been brought up in terms of what masculinity is. It's like, why am I asking for help for something that I should be able to manage apparently.
I think there's also an argument to be had about how quite often, my husband and I have this conversation all the time, in the workplace, historically, as a woman, I have had so many situations where I have seen men get roles that I should have got, but, you know, there's no penis here, so sadly that job was not allowed for me. But there have been lots of times, you know, throughout my working career. And obviously, as a white man, my husband has not had to have that to deal with. If he's good enough for the job, he's got given the job. But because of that, I've had to have conversations, small, tiny little conversations throughout my whole life about, you know, just little things like this. That's a whole other topic, isn't it? But I've had to have these conversations, whereas he's never had to have that conversation about, this is what I want, this is what I'm legally entitled to, this is what I... And it's something that I can understand that he finds hard, because it's so new and so alien to be in a position where you have to stand up for yourself in that sort of working environment.
I think in the working environment as well, it's always seen as almost like a negative thing. Like if like people are planning on having a baby or trying to have a baby or planning a second baby, it's almost like, oh, I have to keep it a secret. I don't want anyone to know. Why is it, why are you, you're not doing anything naughty. You're allowed to grow your family and still have a job. Why do we want to keep it a secret? So you don't get in trouble at work, or you won't get a promotion because they think you want another baby. Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's like
my friend did that with a dog. She was I swear she was wanted to get a puppy, and she told me at work, she said she's left there, it's cool. She said that I can't tell anyone I'm getting a puppy because they know that you need to be home with them for the first few weeks or something, so they'll know I want to take time off the puppy, so just keep it quiet. I was like, this is the life we live.
Yeah.
We're afraid to say we're having a puppy. Like, that's scary shit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, loads of people at my work are too scared to say that they're like, or they'll keep it a secret that they're pregnant for a while because they don't want to get in trouble. It's like, they're not your parents. You're not 15. You're allowed to have a baby. Rid of you.
Yeah.
I got fired when, well, I would say I didn't get my contract extended.
Yeah, yeah. One of those.
Because I was pregnant. And I tried to hide it. But when I showed really like I was like, going, yeah, what are you saying? Like, pretending I wasn't pregnant. I was blatantly pregnant. And they were like, Priscilla, are you got anything to tell? I was like, nope. How are you feeling? Great. I feel fantastic. How are you feeling? You know? Blatantly pregnant. And then, and they were like, and then a week later, they're like, yeah, we decided not to extend your... I mean, I understand. And I just, you know...
You should have said you're pregnant, because then if they did that, you could have sued them.
I couldn't, because I was only working there for 5 months.
So?
So I never passed anyway. So you got... You passed. So they got me just as... It was 5 months and 3 weeks. They got me as 5 months, 1 week. And they did it on purpose. Oh. You know who you are.
I think it's tough, because it's also like, as you're learning who you now are, as a parent, what is it in your life that matters most? Now, obviously, like... Bringing up your kids, making sure that they're healthy, that they're stable,
and or
that
working your way out,
and also balancing that with what are now your career aspirations? Because you probably prior would have worked every hour underneath the sun to look good and be that due diligent person. Same, but now, like, you know that you have to clock off because you have to get to preschool or nursery by 5:30, 5:45. Or you're getting the scolding look from the carers. And
not just that, you're getting the fee.
The fee on top.
Because you've been 1 minute late.
Exactly.
I was always that person. I was like the yes person. I was always the yes person, always the person that would go above and beyond.
Yeah.
I would stay late. I would like think of all these new processes to bring in. I was right little boff. And now I'm like, right, it's 3:30. I'm gone. Bye.
Yeah.
I'm out the door.
You've got something to go home to.
Different.
Yeah. It's a whole new set of like putting in boundaries and making sure that those boundaries work for you.
But I think it's undervalued as well how many different things you then bring to the table when you are a parent, because okay, you might be doing slightly different hours and things might be revised, but you've also learned some shit hot negotiation skills. You know, there are so many different skills that being a parent brings that are useful in the workplace. It's not a negative.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Like multitasking.
Conflict resolution.
Yeah.
Like, you know, project management.
The office is really loud and everyone goes, they can't hear their calls. I'm like this, good morning. Priscilla speaking, how can I help? And I'm always chilled and calm. And they're like, why is she okay with this? I was like, I can't hear you. Do you know? I'm used to the ruckus. I can't hear anything.
It's all white noise.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
My house is on decibel 100 anyway. Yeah. So like going anywhere else is like going to a spa.
So working and parenting. Still a no?
They're opposite friends. Yeah. You need money. You need money. They're opposite friends. Doesn't quite work.
I just need to stop playing it then.
Back to the feet pictures.
You've been listening to Unfiltered, a Net Mums podcast with me, Caroline Verdon, and our panel of real-life parents. Just a reminder that none of this has been actual parenting advice for obvious reasons, but you can find plenty of that over at netmums.com, where you can connect with an online community of parents in the forums, you can access a whole load of useful articles, blogs, recipes, activity ideas, and support. If you've got an opinion on today's conversation, head over to the Net Mums socials to have your say. And remember to click follow on this podcast. And do leave us a cheeky 5-star review wherever you're listening. We'll see you next time.